combine and layer them. Tight groups are best for nesting and shelter and foraging. This is an example where I kind of go the opposite of the way that I plant an ornamental, a regular ornamental garden space, where I get everything properly spaced, you know? I don't overplant. If I'm planting a viburnum shrub, that'll be our example again, and it's gonna become 6 feet wide, I make sure that anything next to it is 3 feet away, right? So it'll space out. Now, it could take time for that to fill in, but I can underplant with other stuff and it'll kind of get there over time. With a hedgerow, especially a habitat hedgerow, you plant closer. You're better off starting with smaller plants and getting them tighter in. You really want that messy kind of combined look to it. So I will plant that stuff a little bit tighter, because if I plant two spice bush next to each other, they're going to become one big spice bush. They're just going to knit together and they're going to grow into the rambling rose and stuff like that. So the way that you do it is going to be different. So tighter groups are what's going to make a difference. So it's a little counterintuitive to traditional landscaping, though I've known plenty of landscape contractors that like to overplant because more plants, you know, more money. But, and then you got to come back and edit it out, and it's a big pain.